Track 5. Paul talks to one of Chatterbox's own, the sound recorder Steady Elmhurst, about his career, working initially with Thames Television and latterly for Anglia Television, where he recorded chat shows, plays, and eventually outside broadcasts in the wildlife series for Anglia called Survival. Hello, listeners. This is Paul here, and we've got a very special guest for Chat Around today. He's someone who's been very involved in Chatterbox for how many years?
Nigh on 14 years.
13 years. And he's been very involved in the production of all the recordings, and yet you've probably never heard him speak. And that's because Eddie Elmhurst, who I have here today in the recording studio, he's the guy who normally does all the recording. Eddie, I know you as a sound recordist. So let's go back to your start of your career. Where does that take us?
Well, I never wanted to do sound. So by the time I was 24, 25, I suppose I had to get a proper job. But before that, I actually had a couple of years in advertising. Anyway, whilst I was in advertising, I was calling on these TV studios, and my God, that looked exciting, the early 60s, and the cameras, the directors, and all that. Oh, I'd love to get into that. Anyway, I wrote lots of letters and did eventually get an interview 2 years later.
Who's this with?
This was a company called ABC Television.
Right, yeah.
That time of my interview, I had this letter from ABC Television. We'd moved up to north, up north with my wifeikins, and a baby was born, and that was Samantha, who perhaps you may hear on the airwaves.
Yes,
here.
Everyone likes hearing Sam particularly on Just Talk.
Anyway, she was my daughter. Anyway, I get the job with ABC TV. I go down for the second interview, have my interview, 40-minute interview in front of three people. They had a vacancy in sound, which I didn't particularly want to do, but anyway. So had the interview, 40-minute interview, and they turfed me out of the interview rooms, collect your expenses, etc., and pulled me in again. And they said, now, what's your name? I said, it's Edmund Elmhurst. Anyway, they said, well, that's a bit flowery. If you came here, we're going to call you Eddie, and we're delighted to give you the job. And when can you start?
Wow,
and
great.
That was that, really.
And you've been known as Eddie ever since.
I have indeed.
Right.
By people from Shirley Bassey to Tom Jones to Vanessa Feltz.
Gosh.
To Peter Tatchell to Scylla.
So
I've been everywhere, really.
You know. So particularly with ABC, you did lots of extraordinary sound recordings.
ABC, I was only a... All I was doing is, I was starting in a very junior capacity, I was only 25, all I was doing is putting a microphone in front of very well-known alias people from Cher, you know, Sonny Cher, to the Rolling Stones, the Bee Gees, Tom Jones, all these people, the big light entertainments, Bruce Forsyth, the whole Tommy Cooper, the whole lot, and these singers, I was putting these microphones in front of them, you know. Then you generally progress. And then there's a thing called a boom on dramas, and that's it's a platform with wheels, and you get up 6 foot in the air on this platform, and you wind this handle, and this microphone is at the end of this telescopic pole, and you wind this handle, and the mic goes very near the artist's face to receive, get the sound, the best quality sound, and not to get in shot.
Yeah.
Don't hit the artiste on the head.
No.
Don't get shadows, and mind the chandelier as well. You know.
Yes, of course.
And there'll be five cameras in the studio, and it was quite an art.
Yeah.
And it took me a good 5 years to be a competent boom operator.
Right.
And you do easy things to start
with.
Did you
ever get it really wrong? So that they had to say, okay, cut, we'll do that again.
There's plenty of rehearsals. You know,
right.
But, no, generally, it was all right. And you have to be fairly good balance and so forth and just get on with people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my first boom, I always remember, was working with Edna O'Brien, being interviewed by Robert Key. Also, Robert Key interviewing Maxwell of
Robert Maxwell.
Robert Maxwell.
Right, okay.
I was quite impressed with him, actually.
Yeah.
And, And Edna O'Brien, I quite liked. In fact, I thought she was a pretty lady.
Well, I was going to say, you rather like the ladies, don't you?
But she was about 15 years older than me, you know. Right, yeah. And she died about a couple of years ago, and I wrote off to the BBC and told them the story on the Today programme. They replied back to me, and they were quite amused at my little story, because I gave them a little bit more. And there's lots of little other stories on it, as far as Edna.
Was there someone that you particularly liked, you thought, apart from Edna O'Brien?
What, professionally, or fancied in any... No, I didn't. No one really. You just have to get on with people, really.
And was there anyone who really you thought was... They come across as being charming and so on, but actually they're quite grumpy.
No.
Well, it's good to hear.
No, I think it's very important just to get on with people.
Yes, sure.
It's very, very important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you go on from the small productions, then you go on to dramas like Edward and Mrs. Simpson. And we did all the situation comedies of the 70s.
Right.
Mad About the House, Bless His House.
Mm-hmm.
There was Magpie, which was the children's
The competition Blue Peter.
Blue Peter. And we had some good artists come through there.
Mm-hmm.
In my latter years, I was mixing Kate Bush live in the late part of the 70s before I came up to Anglia. But we really had some... We had Liberace...
I think
some mega people.
Yeah, sure.
Benny Hill, the lot. There's so many people.
So, why did you come up to Anglia? Why did you leave London?
The education of my children was quite a thing. I lived in North Finchley at the time. I was commuting over to Teddington every day.
Right.
Wouldn't call myself a sound nerd in any respect. I progressed quite well with Thames, and I was a gram operator preparing all the sound effects on, for example, on a sitcom, and going back rather, it'd be a day doing that, then do the show, then post-production, but I much prefer to be on the studio floor, you know.
Okay, so when you were in London, were you doing mainly things within studios?
Oh, always studios, okay. never outside broadcast at all, but purely studios.
But when you came to Anglia?
When I came to Anglia, I moved up here, and basically I have two hobbies in life, and I'm very, very interested in motor cars, actually. And whilst I was in London, I had a little part-time business of repairing people's cars. And I'd actually had 2 years working in the motor industry. And I was quite competent, so much so people would bring their cars up to Norfolk for me to do, you see.
All right.
Anyway, we moved up here. My wife was, we thought we'd, it was better for the children. So we moved to Hingham. I came here...
Was the role at Anglia different to what you did in...
Oh, yes. I had to drop a grade. I was called a sound balancer in London. I had my own crew. And when I came here, I did drop my grade for 3 months, but I was promoted again, much to the chagrin of a couple of chaps. Mm. But they're okay now with me.
Right.
And I used to mix church services. I used to mix about Anglia. And as I could mix music, I could actually mix music live, which I did. My boss said, you'll have to do that.
Right.
And anyway...
So when you say mix music,
sound mix,
balancing...
A live band in the studio to go out live. You know?
Right, yeah.
Anyway, someone went sick on a documentary one day,
mm-hmm.
and I was asked, would I like to fill in? And off we went to the Isle of Man for a week. And I seemed to get on quite well on this crew. A good 5 or 6 days, you know.
Right, yeah.
I seemed to get on quite well. There's no politics. The cameraman is responsible for his camera.
Mm-hmm.
Sound, I'm responsible for that. The electrician's responsible for that. In the studios, I did find it quite strange. It was very competitive when I came up here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a bit of envy, really.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps I went around it the wrong way, you know. Anyway, so when we got back, I simply got on quite well, and they called me the social secretary. Eddie, right. You're the social secretary. And they asked me, would I like to go on to documentaries? So someone was pulled off documentaries. So for at least 15, 18 years, I went on to documentaries. So I was filming everywhere, all over the UK,
right,
America, for survival in Africa.
So natural history programs.
Everywhere.
Survival,
yeah.
Africa.
Africa, mm-hmm. that, and the Middle East.
Right.
Egypt, Jordan.
Right.
Israel. So, and in Spain, about 15, 16 years ago, I was filming in the Panama Canal in right. Costa Rica. So
right, right.
It had to be right. There's only me and sound, so it had to be right.
Right,
you know,
okay.
No yeah. one else there.
Yeah.
So that was all great. But apart from those things, I met all sectors of the society, you know, from someone drunk in a hedgerow of Norfolk to asylums, to prisons, to doing police raids.
Right.
And when I was at OBEES, I even helped sell mix.
OBEES being outside broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a picture I've brought to show you today. There's going back to 1981. I was lucky enough to be involved with the King Charles's wedding in 1981. Okay. You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's a picture of me, which I showed you, so, of me mixing you. But I did love documentaries. You know.
So your career has been almost by accident that you ended up on sound.
Yeah, I never wanted to be a sound man.
Then you progressed through television with ABC, London Television.
Thames Television, Teddington, yeah.
And then you came up to Anglia.
Yes, yeah.
And there you, again, almost by accident, you get onto the outside broadcasts and things.
And documentaries. Documentaries was, I'd never done, well, I probably did the occasional outside broadcast at Thames, about one every 2 years.
Right.
And I worked on one documentary in London.
Right.
Also one day, which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
One day they said, would people at the studio like to do something else in television? So I plumped to go out on a film crew for the day, and off we went filming around London. And I was amazed at all the very exotic lunches that the crew were having. So they look quite good, you know.
You're right.
But as I say, it's just meeting so many people. I mean, I could spend a whole week with the Hamiltons, for example, or Boy George with Vanessa Feltz.
Right.
A whole week with them.
Right.
The Bishops of England and Scotland, I've met them both. I spent a whole week with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you've got to get on.
We are all very privileged to be in your presence.
Not really. I just enjoy meeting people. I do chat a bit.
Well, we know Eddie that you're very fond of your chatting away, and you've told us and you've mentioned lots of those stars that you've worked with, and that's a real privilege, I think, to have been involved in those people with those people. So what I want to do is say thank you very much for this, and perhaps if you don't mind, we will do another recording, which is more about how you got involved with Chatterbox and what you've brought to Chatterbox.
Yes, yeah.
Is that all right?
Fine.
Thank you very much.